I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support. Stardate, June 3rd. Before astronauts could land and walk on the moon, NASA had to be sure they could do three things: live in space for days at a time, catch and link up with other spacecraft, and work outside their ship. And it took stabs at two of those goals 60 years ago today, with a mission called Gemini 4.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Ignition start. Liftoff.
Astronauts James McDivitt and Ed White were scheduled to spend 4 days in space. That was longer than the first seven American missions combined. And White would make the first American spacewalk. He'd float outside the cabin for a few minutes using a small gun of compressed air to move around. And 3.5 hours after launch, it was time to get started.
Gemini 4, Hawaii Capcom. We just had word from Houston. We're ready to have you get out whenever you're ready.
Okay, my feet are out. Okay, I'm out.
The spacewalk went well, very well.
I feel like $1 million.
In fact, it went so well that White didn't want it to end.
The flight director says get back in.
This is Jim. What, got any message for us?
Gemini 4, get back in.
Okay.
Actually working during a spacewalk turned out to be a lot harder than White had made it look. It took several more missions to work out the kinks. But the success of Gemini 4 helped make it possible for astronauts to walk on the moon just 4 years later. Today's program was made possible by Mercer Caverns in Calaveras County in California's historic gold country. More information at mercercaverns.net. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.